So let's continue with our with you know, now that we can all vote. Let's continue with Shir. Okay, so just to recap a little, we're really trying to figure out and piece out what on earth is going on with Kiddushei Ketana, right? We figured out more or less like a good, you know, good idea of what is Kiddushin, what is Ishus, and Kiddushei Ketana really just doesn't seem to fit with that, right? So we really posited two solutions, two approaches that really try to tackle that. One is to say, you know, somehow, right, even though it's a little bit more, you know, difficult to understand. And obviously the Ishus is with her, even though she's a Ketana, right? In some way, the father is able to represent her, right? And her interests and her das in a way that allows him to really, right, create the Ishus for her. But it's her Ishus, right? It's really being done almost by her, right, or by her legal guardian, and he represents her das. So ultimately, it is her das somehow, right? And she's getting married, and just he's like the agent through which she is operating. That's one way to look at it, right? And then we could say there's normal ishos, right? Wait a second, you know, it's not what we're used to. Okay, but that's because, you know, because even though, right, it's not the normal ishus that we're, it is the really the normal ishus, and we just, you know, have to like go around here in order to get it done. Okay, that was option number one. Option number two is to say that you're right. Wait a second. The father is the one who's doing the kiddushin. The father is the one who's, you know, who's doing stuff. And, you know, ishus is, that's not how ishus works, right? If ishus was like, I don't know, you're selling something, or you're, she is being machina herself, in the sense of actually of like, I don't know, selling herself to the husband, or he buys her, owns her, right? Which we know is not true. So then I could be like, oh, okay, fine. Like, you know, the father like owns the daughter and he's selling her or something, right? But that's not what Ishus is, right? So even the fact that here, right, there's some other party involved in creating Ishus implies that it like, can't really be Ishus. And maybe the answer is that Nemchanami, right? Maybe Kiddushei Ketana is really something different. Like Kiddushei Ketana really functions in a different way than regular Ishus. It can't create like normal Ishus the way, well, what we're used to, because, right, we've seen, you know, just in a lot of different sigyas and a lot of different, parts of the picture, that Ishus is very much about the relationship between the two people, right? Right, it has to, even the key Yidushei Kesef needs to be like, you know, Kesef shel Kavod, according to, you know, Tarashi, or Kesef shel Hana, right? So at the end of the day, like, it looks similar, but it's really not the same thing, right? Maybe it's something real, actually different, and maybe even, you know, serves like a different purpose, or has, right, its own purpose that's not actual regular Ishus, okay? So those are the two approaches. Regular Ishus, and really she's the one doing it. She's just doing it through the father, or the father's really representing her, but ultimately regular Ishus. Or it's something totally new, and the reason why the father can do it is because he's not actually really creating Ishus, because right, Ishus is not about, merely mercenary or merely for her own well-being. Ishus is about the relationship between them, which can't be created by an outside party. Okay. How does that work? So just before we get into that, like, what's up with Kiddushei Ketana in general, right? It's always something that, like, you know, doesn't sit well with us. So I mentioned these Bekoros before. I just want to, you know, just actually bring them down more explicitly. Are you allowed to be Mekadesh Bito Ketana? Right? So the Gemara says in the second parak, Ha'ish Mekadesh Bito Kishihi Nara Bo Beshtuchel, Kishihi Nara In Kishi Ketana Lo. Right? When she's already grown up, right? Yes. But when she's a minor, no. Right? Nara is between 12 and 12 and a half. So she's still in the father's household, but she's an adult. Misayele l'Rav. This is proof to what Rav says. Damar Rav, Yudamar Rav. Ve'ema v'itema Rabbi Lazar. Asur la'adam she'kadish etzbito kishihi ktana. Asher tigdal v'tomar b'ploni ani rotze. Okay? It's asur to do kiddushei ktana until she grows up and says, oh, I want to marry, right, this person. Okay, meaning what? So at least according to the Gemara and the Halacha, that when are you actually allowed to use Kiddushei Ketana? When is that actually a practically relevant situation that you're allowed to do, right? It's not only you're not supposed to, it's aser to mekadesh espito kishi ketana ashi tigdal v'tomer v'ploni ani rotz. That's only when, right, she actually wants to get married to someone, right? So when she, it's according to this Gemara, lahalacha, it's essentially the same as someone who's, I think it's 16, you know, in South Carolina wants to get married, so they need their parents' consent in order to do that, right? But ultimately, right, who's the person getting married? She says, "B'ploni ani rotze," right, and the father can do that on her behalf, but really it's for her own, you know, it's her own choice also. It's right, she's the one who's picking who she's marrying. Now that really, you know, definitely changes the picture. The question is, how much is this the nature of the din? Right, when a 16-year-old gets married in America, it's not that the parents are marrying her off and she needs to say yes, right? It's that she is getting married, but we force her to obtain parental consent, right? I mean, she's getting married, right? The parents need to sign off on it. Is that what's going on here, right? And like, he's really, the father's really her shaliach? Or, right, it's not that the father's the shaliach, it's that he can only marry her off if, right, at least make her, you know, in terms of lechatchila, in terms of being appropriate, is only if she actually wants to marry this guy. But really, like, the father says, oh, I want to marry her off to this guy, right? And then she gets it's only if she wants to, right? She says, oh, I want to marry this guy. So the father goes and marries her off to him. But the person who's doing the marriage is ultimately, or contracting the marriage, is the father, right? And she has to have wanted it, but he's still the one who's doing things legally. As opposed to in the case of a 16-year-old, she's really getting married, she just needs to get consent. It's a consent form, it's not that they're signing the marriage license. Yeah, Dihila.
So I just want to clarify, because we've used this line before, the Ashati Dalva Tomar Viplona Nirotsa, and in the past I got the sense that it's more of like a psychological maturity, like she's old enough to like know what she wants and ask for it. But the way it's being used here, like with the Masayale, for the fact that, you know, they can't do it when she's a Ketana, Ashati Dal seems to mean like when she's over 12.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I hear that.
So,
yeah.
So I'm just wondering how we're using it here, because I wasn't sure if it's like a partial proof or like an actual proof.
Right, so I'm not sure also what he says, you know, aja tigdal v'tomer v'ploni ani rotze, how essential is the tigdal, right, that she's a nara? Or are we just saying, like, obviously we'd only talk about being mekadesh a nara, you're right, if you did it like 6 months before she was a nara, right, when she was 11 and 3/4, it would be the same thing, right, because she's tomer, is it about the tomer v'ploni ani rotze? Or is it that she needs to be tigdal and tomer b'ploni ani rotze? Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that's a good question.
So that's one part.
It could be like a similar, like what you, in terms of the joint clarification, it could be like a similar thing to how we say, like, a guy is only considered a gadol and a kata, not just after he turns 13, but also you have to have grown two hairs. Right. So maybe like a similar sort of, you know, clarification, which is you have to tigdal and you have to have, I guess maybe it's a physical maturity statement and it's a psychological maturity statement.
Right. Yeah. It's possible that Rav really wants both. I don't know. I think it's a good question.
Okay, so I think on part one is what does Rav mean? But then aside from what Rav actually meant, the Gemara in Kiddushin seems to be using it as a support for Kshanara in and then Ketana lo. Right. So it seems like at the end of the day, Kiddushin Ketana just doesn't work, according to this Gemara.
No, so I don't think it's saying it doesn't work. I think it's saying you're not allowed to. But here's the question, right? When it's good, you could read this in two different ways. When I say Kishihinara in, Kishihi Ketana lo, I can say that is colon, right? Hesh Mekadesh Shibito Kishinara, colon. Right, kishinara in kishiktana lo. Period. Right, not when she's a nara, yes, not when she's a ktana. And even though it would technically work if you did it earlier, right, it would be aser. Or it's asking, it's the following, right? Kishinara in kishiktana lo? What? It only works when she's a nara, not when she's a ktana, right? It works either way. So what's going on? Oh, this is a proof to Rav. Why? Because Rav said, right? And since Rav says, this is a proof that you're only supposed to marry off your daughter, or it's only appropriate and you're only allowed to, you know, if she, you know, is psychologically mature, right? Now, you can read it in either of those ways. I'm not sure which one is, you know, is correct. Now, I think potentially you could connect it to what we were asking a minute ago, right? If you think that fundamentally it's about really she's the one who's being Mekadesh, right? And the father's just helping her do it. If you think that, then what? Then she would need to be both a gedola, aja tigdal, and v'tomer b'plone ani rotze, right? If it's really like the law, you know, in America, that if you're 16, you can only get married with parental consent, so you need to be 16, right? Can't do it earlier than 16, and you need parental consent. So really what he's doing is she's a gedola, and she's saying b'plone ani rotze, so the father, as her agent, essentially goes off and, you know, is Mekadesh this person for? Why isn't it actually Shlichus, right? You can't send the Shliach to do something that you generally can't do yourself, right? Or he could do it, you know, without actually being appointed a Shliach or whatever, right? But actually, Tigdal v'tomar v'ploni, and he wrote, it means she should really be a Gdola, and she should, you know, she's picking out her Chasan, basically, you know, and not that people used to do that back then, but, you know, I guess sometimes they did. Actually, the Gemara has stories like that. So it's people did. But that's really, you know, that's really what it means. Or it means, you know, not technically that she has to be a gedola, a nara, in and ktana lo, but more or less, right? I mean, not in the legal sense, but in the practical sense. Right? You should only be marrying off, you can only do it when she's a nara, not because you couldn't do it, you know, when she's a week before she's an Ara, but because she has to grow up already and say Biploni Ani Rotze. So until she says Biploni Ani Rotze, right, it's us. I'm not sure which one. But I think, right, in that case, so then it's essentially about, you know, Biploni Ani Rotze, because she should want to get married to this guy, but ultimately, right, really the father is the one who's doing the Kiddushin, because she's still a Ktana, right? So if she's already a gedola, so you can say, well, really, right? The point is that the father's doing it on her behalf. If she's a ktana, but she says biploni ani rotze, so then right, he's doing it, and he's only allowed to do it for her, A, her own good, and B, her own, right, psychological good as well. Now she wants to be married to this guy, but right, you could still see it as, not that like the 16-year-old who goes and gets married and needs parental consent, but that the father is doing it on her behalf, right, for her own good as her legal guardian, v'chule, but he's the one who's doing the kiddushin, because she's still a ktan, right? I do, the more I think about it, the more I'm inclined to Tehillah's reading, that the Gemara on kiddushin really seems, you know, really formulates it as, you know, kishihi nara. The Mishnah says nara dafka. The Gemara says, oh, dafka nara. It says, yeah, dafka nara. Tigdal v'tomar b'ploni ani rotze. You really should have both. Okay. Anyway, so what I really want to say about this Gemara, right, is that it really structures the concept of Kiddushei Ketana, right, as something that's being done, right, for her, right? She's getting married to someone she wants to get married to. Okay. So then the question, okay, well, why? Why do we want to do that? But very clearly, it's not like, oh, the father, you know, I don't know, gets money out of it, and that's the point, or something like that, right? It's ultimately a way for her, for her to get married earlier, but it's her getting married, right? It's for her benefit. So how, why? So, so the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Bechama, Ma'ishna Chirish veChareshes to Takinu LaRabbanan Nisuin, U'Ma'ishna Shota veShota to Lo Takinu LaRabbanan Nisuin." If a katan or a shote is mekadesh, then there's no ishas, not even midarbanan, right? But a cheresh v'chareshes, Dikana takanta drabanan, tkinu rabanan nesuin. Shota vishota de lo kaima takanta drabanan, the in adam darim nachash pukif. Achaso tkinu rabanan nesuin. Okay? Shota vishota, and then get married each other, right? Shota is, you know, like people aren't going to marry them anyway, so there's no point of being takin nesuin. Fine. Maishna katan de lo tkinu rabanan nesuin. The chirish tkinu rabanan nesuin. Wait a second. A katan. If he gets married someone, it doesn't work, right? So chirish lo asi lechal nesuin takinu rabbanan nesuin katan dasi lechal nesuin lo takinu rabbanan nesuin. Okay, so chirish who's never going to be a bar das and therefore he'll never be able to get married, right? So they made kiddushin derabbanan for him. Okay, but a katan who will just grow up and then be able to get married, so there's no need, right, to be metakin nesuin for a katan. You can wait till he's a gadol, right? Wait a second, right? A katana, now the Gemara here is talking about a katana who's an orphan, right? Whose father died, and therefore she's a yesoma, meaning her father died. Her father can't marry her off anymore, right? So her mother and brothers can be, or she can be mitkadesh kiddushe miyun, right? Kiddushin derabanan. So why, wait a second, we said by a katan, who's, right, since he will later be able to marry himself off, lo tekinu rabbanan nesuin. Ketana, da'asya lechalam nesuin, v'tekinu rabbanan nesuin. Right, but we were attacking for a katana. So hasam shal yinu guba minag hefker. Okay, by a katana, we were attacking nesuin, why, that she can get married, right, because we're worried. Shal yinu guba minag hefker, ilo motza dinasva, right? If she's an orphan, right? If no one can marry her, right? Then, right? Very unfortunate, you know, her fate can potentially be very unfortunate, right? And very dark. So we're mitaking that she can get married, even as a ktana, right? So that, right, she'll be taken care of and she'll be safe, okay? So Tosos asks, wait a second, right? Also kali shadam espito kishiktana. Afagav to amar le'eli sura leka mishum tamezus handu hani mil bigdola. Right? She mitkadesh like they atzma. Right? It's a Gemara in the beginning of the second parak says that a woman is allowed, a man is not allowed to get married, right? Unless he's actually met his prospective spouse, even if they both want it. Right? Why? Because maybe when he'll meet her, he won't, you know, she won't find favor in his eyes. And then they'll have a very unhappy marriage. But a woman, if she wants to, is allowed to. So the Gemara says, why? Because Tavla Mesa Tandu Mesa Barmelu. Right? If a woman decides she wants to get married, and like what she really cares about is getting married, she doesn't necessarily care so much about who, to who, right? So, yeah, if that's what she wants, so she'll, and she decided that. So she won't end up being bitter about who, you know, the fact that, oh, he's not as handsome as she expected or something like that. We have a lower opinion of, you know, of men in this regard, right? So like lemecha shema tachzor, but ktana shemitkadesh zayidei avia, iglemecha shema im haisegdola lo haisegmitzratis, right? Maybe if she was older, she wouldn't have wanted to marry this particular guy. The achshav, okay. So now Tosus asks, okay, right? So that's a very good reason why we shouldn't marry off ktanos, right? Because they might not want to be married to this guy. You have to also remember in general, like the idea of like, you know, that there's like this one, you know, it's like soulmate that you meet and like, you know, sparks fly and like birds start chirping, you know, the sun breaks through the clouds and stuff wasn't quite as popular back then. So it says like, still, you know, like people actually do care who they're married to. So he says, v'achshav shanu nogim l'kadesh b'nosinu afilu k'tanos. He says, wait a second. So why are we mekadesh our daughters in, you know, in medieval Europe when they're k'tanos? Right, the Gemara says, "Asu adam shekadosh vidux shiktana." The Tosfos says, "Mishum shebechol yom v'yom hagalas miskaber alinu demish sipek biad adam achshav lasses lebito in dunya shema alachar zman lo yes sipek biado the tishav bito aguna laolam." Right, so it says, "Yeah, but you know, like who knows when the next pogrom is? So if you could get your daughter married off now and secure her future, right? Make sure she's taken care of and she's safe and you know v'chule. So you're going to do that right now. You don't know when the next pogrom is." Okay, so the mindset and the reasoning given, right, for Kedusha Ketana, both the Kedusha Ketana Medarbanan and Kedusha Ketana even Doraisa, according to Tosfos, right, and why is it mutter b'dieved if she's a ketana. So, so it says, you know, this is why we do it. We even need to do this because, you know, we're just really worried about the future, right? So it's clearly very much an instrument there to take care and ensure her future, right? And that's, I think, really the common denominator that, you know, keeps popping up is that we're really concerned about, you know, a young girl who doesn't have, you know, she doesn't have parents. If parents die, she's an orphan, right? So her fate could be a very, very bleak one, right? So we see the potential of, you know, ensuring that she's, you know, going to be married, and that there's now someone whose responsibility is to take care of her as being important, right? Or potentially important, right? Depending, you know, assuming that right? Tosa says, oh, because, right, when the goddess said, we don't know when the next pogrom is. Obviously, it depends a lot on circumstances, okay? So the point is that, right, it's really there for, to take care of her. Okay, now, if that's true, right, so, I mean, it still leaves us with our same problem, but we're less bothered by the question of, you know, why on earth is there Ketusha Ketana? Right, so one option is, really, she's the one getting married, right? And the father's able to do it on her behalf because she can't do it herself, right? Because she doesn't have das. But ultimately, it's really, right, she's getting married, right? And then we kind of need to understand how the father can build this relationship for her. Or really, you're contracting marriage with the father, right? And then the question is, okay, well, then what is it, right? You're not marrying him, right? As Tevye once said, No, it's not Tevye's line, sorry. No, it's Yenta the matchmaker's line, right? Yenta comes to Golda. He says, Golda, you know, the butcher, Laser Wolf, wants to marry your daughter. And then she says, but Tevye doesn't like Laser. He wants a learned man. So he says, good. So Tevye won't marry him. He wants to marry the daughter, not the father, right? Send Tevye to him. Don't tell him what it's about. And he'll win him over. He's a good man and a wealthy one. What's the vort? Right? At the end of the day, if Tevye doesn't like Laser, but Laser wants to marry Tevye's daughter, right? He wants to marry the daughter, not the father. So therefore, right, the Kiddushin is with the daughter. But if he wants to marry the daughter, not the father, then how is he doing Kiddushin with the father? Right? Mamish Mufurish and Feather on the Roof. Okay. How does it work? So if you look at the Gemara in Ksuvos, okay, and we're going to really plug this for the continuation of this year, then maybe the Kiddushin, you know, 1 second, right? If the Kiddushin is with the father and the Kiddushin is there, really, really, right? Shol yinu guba minag hefker, right? And Shabbachol Yom V'Yom HaGolas Miskaber Aleinu, then maybe, and it's really, you know, Adja Tigdal V'Tomer V'Ploni Ani Rotzeh, then maybe Kiddushe Ketana, right, isn't really regular Kiddushin at all. And maybe it doesn't actually achieve normal Ishas. Right? Maybe it's really a way to make sure, to protect her, and because of that, it doesn't actually have to follow the regular rules of Yishas, because maybe it's not regular Yishas yet. Okay? Now, why do I say that? So the Gemara in... So I talked to... so just before, as little Hakdama, because I was thinking this, right? And it's really... It was on my mind. And I saw Rav Khan in Yeshiva. And I said, Rav Khan, I had this crazy idea. I want to say that Kiddushin Ketan is not regular Kiddushin. It's not regular Yishas. And here's, you know, Rashi says this. He's saying, so he looks at me. You know, give me like a quizzical look because he's Rav Khan, and he says, you know, like, yeah, of course. Like, I think so too. You know, I wrote an article on it, and, you know, like, of course, because, like, you know, why should Kiddushin Ketana be regular Kiddushin? Like, you know, this makes so much sense. Of course it's not. Okay? And the same thing, I talked to Rav Beck, and Rav Beck is like, yeah, of course it's regular Kiddushin, just the father is doing this, and, like, Rav Beck's like, has no problem with Kiddushin Ketana. And Rav Khan is like, of course, like, Kiddushin Ketana is not real Kiddushin. Right? So anyway, just... they both are like, oh, Pasha, like, you know, Pasha is regular Kiddushin. Or like, Pasha, it's like totally not. So I talked to Rav Khan, and Rav Khan said it's not regular Kiddushin, and he wrote an article on it. And he pointed me to a few very key Makoros. So some of these are from him. And I think they really just bring up this point. Okay, the Gemara in Ksuvis says, "Ha'av zakei b'kiddusha b'bita b'kiddusha b'kesef shtar b'bia." Okay, b'kesef minalan. Right, this is the Mishnah that our Gemara quoted. Right, on Gimel and Beis, "Ha'av zakei b'bita b'kiddusha b'kesef minalan." Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Kra, "V'yatzachinam in kesef." In kesef ladon ze, v'yesh kesef ladon acher, umanu avia. Right? We've seen this all before, right? Because this is exactly the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Then the Gemara says, by Kedusha Ketana, Shtar Ubiya Minalan. Okay, so now I know Kedusha Ketana, B'Kesef. How do I know Shtar and Bia? So the Gemara answers, Amar Krav, V'haitzel Eshacher, Isko Shavai Yisla Dadi. Right? The Torah tells us that anytime one type of Kiddushin works, all of them work. Now, in our Gemara, we didn't have that come up. Could be because it wasn't the, you know, the locus classicus of Kiddushin Ketana, but it also, because it's obvious, right? The question is, how do we know that the father can be Mekadesh his daughter? Why should we need a makor that he can be Mekadesh Bekesef? And then why, once we know he can be Mekadesh her, of course he can be Mekadesh her in all the regular ways, right? Why wouldn't it be obvious that you could use all the regular types of Kiddushin? Unless it's not regular Kiddushin, right? If Kiddushin Ketana is an entirely separate entity, right? Which I think we're going to continue calling, right? It's a Kinyan Likiddushin. It's a commitment to get married. Right, it's a commitment that this man will marry her. Right, when she's older, right, he will take care of her and marry her when she's, you know, when she's a gedola. Right, so then when she's tigdal and tomar b'ploni ani rotza, maybe, although, you know, then it's or she already said b'ploni ani rotza, but it's really a commitment to get married. Right, it's a binding commitment. It creates isra shesesh. Right, but maybe, you know, the nisuin doesn't really work. Right, or there is no nisuin, or it's not even regular kiddushin, right? It's really a commitment to get married. So then, okay, kesef, I know that kesef can create this commitment to get married because it's kesef, right? But shtar and bia, who says that the father can do those to create the future ishus, you know, the commitment to ishus with his daughter, right? Number two, the Shetim Kubetzes brings up some fascinating, like, interesting deos, right? Imi kiyikach havamina de lo mekanya bekesef ela isha de bershus atzma mekadja nafsha lebal. Aval naro ktana bershus aviha ima lo mekanya bekesef. De kide lehotzia mershus aviha lo sagi bekesef ela bebia. Lehachi itzrich viyatzachinam in kesef afilu ledida. Okay, he has this havamina, or he says, right? Not even havamina. He says, what do we need? I would have thought that in order to do Kiddushei Ketana, you need to do Kiddushei Bia. Why? If I told you that the Kiddushin, the true Kiddushin, right, is Daf Kiddushei Kesef, that's what I saw over here, right? In this Gemara. Right? Kesef, I know. What about Shtar and Bia? Right? Why would I say Dafka Kesef? Because if I'm contracting a commitment to Kiddushin, then Kesef, right, is the, you know, is the perfect, Kesef is the contract for committing to Kiddushin, you know, par excellence. But if I'm trying, what's, okay, but here, saying maybe Dafka Kesef shouldn't work. Maybe only Bia should work. Why would you think that Dafka Bia works?
I guess it's like she can be the most involved in that case because the money is received by the father and the shtar is signed by the father.
Exactly, right? I mean, you know, you don't want to think about it too much, but why is Kiddushei Bia work? Because in practice, they're married, right? They're acting like they're married. If the father son, right, who's being Mekadesh then? If you think that the father is really contracting a commitment to Kiddushin, then of course you'd want to use Kesef, right? But if we're trying to create Ishus between him and her, right, and the father is just supposed to sign off on it, then the father accepting Kesef shouldn't really do the trick, and his accepting a shtar shouldn't do the trick. If it's Ishus between him and her, right, and not between him and the father, so then if maybe, right, if we want to create Ishus between them, then it needs to be with Bia. Because Bia basically creates Ishus befoel, right? So then Dafka says the Shittim Kabetzes, I think the Shittim Kabetzes, this day and the Shittim Kabetzes is assuming Kedishik Tana is regular Ishus. So I would have thought the only way to create regular Ishus between the two of them is what? Is with Bia, because she might not be able to accept the Kess of Kedushin or the Shtar, right? But if they start acting like they're married, maybe befoel that can create Ishus, right? It's, you know, Ishus in practice. Right? So while the Havamina of the Gemara and Ksavos, we want to say Dafka shows that, you know, really, oh, maybe only Kesef, and then Dafka Kesef, which is Dafka, the contract that commits you to do Kiddushin, the Shittim Kabetzes says maybe we should have the opposite Havamina, that Dafka, if we're trying to create Ishus between them, then it needs to be with Bia. Yeah. Tila.
So going back to Mara for a second, I think question introduces a real...
It's got a little bit of lag.
Sorry, going back to the Gemara for Ketuvo for a second, I think that's a really interesting Hava Amina, the fact that they ask the question, but given that the answer is that anytime one method works, all of them works, doesn't that kind of act as an equalizer that, you know, it's not unique that it's Kesef?
Well, it could, two options, right? One is that, you know, oh, we're just trying to figure out that it works. And like, once I know that Kiddushin works, so who cares what type you use, right? That's like a throwaway line. Like, oh yeah. And then, you know, they're all Kiddushin, so you can use any one of them. Or we're saying what? Kesef works because Kesef can contract the Kiddush, can contract the commitment to Kiddushin. But Shtar and Bia, why should those work? And the answer is, well, Kesef isn't Stam Kesef, right? Although according to Rashi, the Havamin is that it's really Stam Kesef, and therefore she could be Mekadesh him, right? If she wasn't a Ketana, says Rashi, then maybe she, right, on our Gemara, maybe she could give the Kesef to him to contract him to marry her. Because it's a contract. So who cares who's giving the money, right? So the maskana of the Gemara here is that it's not, right? It is actually Kesef Kiddushin. Now, it's Kesef Kiddushin that's contracting a future Kiddushin, but it's still a Maith, right? You still try to do a Maithi Kiddushin of some sort, right? Kiddushin Ketana as opposed to Kiddushin Gedola, which is a different Chalos. So then once that's true, the Gemara, you know, Torah says, okay, well, any of the actions of Kiddushin would be sufficient to contract a commitment to Kiddushin. Right, but then so it makes a lot of sense, and we'd start off with the assumption that maybe Dafka Kesef is the way to do it, and then it says, yeah, but anytime you can do it with, you know, one, you could use all of them because they're all, you know, more.
Okay, so that makes sense here. I'm just wondering about the Gemara and Kiddushin, because there the Mishnah states it's all three, but then like all the discussion that we've looked at so far is Kesef Minalan. So, like, wouldn't it be just as natural there to ask afterwards, like, in Shtar Ubi Aminalan, right? Because we've spoken about the first, like, what about the other two?
Right, well, so
I get that, like, in this context, it seems like, oh, like, it's, you know, we have to ask about it because maybe it seems less natural. But I also think that in general, in the discussion of Kiddushin, doesn't seem so out of the ordinary.
That we started with Kesef.
No, that, like, once you talk about Kesef, you bring in the other two.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense that we bring in the other two, right? But what happens in our Gemara is what? Our Gemara, you know, so I'll bring it up. Our Gemara says, Right? It is only asked by Kiddushin, by Kiddushin Ketana, right? Kesef Minalan, Vesu Hadatan Ha'av Zakai Be'bita Be'kiddushin Be'kesef Hashar Be'bia, Minalan Demikani Be'kesef, Be'kesef Da'avu'ahu, right? It never, and then it goes on, right? And then it never actually goes, and then it says, oh, I needed the Makor by Kiddushin Ketana, and I need the Makor by Kiddushin Gedola, right? And then it says, okay, you know, by the way, okay, great. Now, you know, it talks about a little about Amay Ivriya. And then it talks about, okay, how do we know Kiddushe Bia and Kiddushe Shtar, right? But it never feels the need to tell us that by Kiddushe Ketana, you could use Shtar and Bia. Now, it happens because our Gemara is really trying to talk about Kiddushe Gdola. It only brings up Kiddushe Ketana as a side point, right? But the fact of the matter is that if the, you know, if in our Gemara, it never says, oh, you know, how do I know? I mean, the Gemara, our Gemara needs to learn out the three types of Kiddushin, right? But once we're importing Kiddushe Gdola to Kiddushe Ketana, then we should just say, okay, and now I know that the father can be Mekadesh. Right? So let me rephrase this a little bit, okay? In our Gemara, right, according to Tosfos, when the Gemara says, Minayin demikadesh bekesef vekesef do'avuha, what did Rashi say? How do we know that Ketana is mitkadesh bekesef, and how do we know that the father keeps the money? Right, it goes to his bank account. Tosfos says, that can't be our question, because once we're talking about Kiddushe Ketana, obviously any of the normal types of Kiddushin work. Right? The question is, who does it, and where does the money go? Right? So Tosus's point is, obviously, if we're talking about, if we think that Kiddushe Ketana works, once we know that, we don't need to talk about what type of Kiddushin what you can do, because you can always use all three. Once we're doing Kiddushin, right, what Kiddushin could you use? I don't know, whichever of the Kiddushins you want, right? They're interchangeable. The Gemara here, though, right, is starting off with the question of, oh, okay, how do I know I could do Kiddushe Ketana Bekesef? Now, the Mishnah also says, Hav Zakai Bibito Bekiddushe Bekesef Bishtar Ubibia, has them all equal, right? And then the Gemara says, oh, okay, well, how do we know Kesef works? Right, how do we know this? Is that saying, how do we know that he could do Kesef, or how do we know that he could actually be Mekadesh Bito, and that's Dafka Bekesef? And then it says, oh, Shtar Ubibia Minalan, because they're all Hokosha Adadi. Does that mean, oh, once you know one Kiddushin, you know all the Kiddushins because they're all the same? Or does it mean that at the end of the day, right, the Torah tells us that any time one works, the others work as well? But really, we're learning Kiddushe Ketana as Kiddushe Kesef, or Bekesef. So the Maskana could very much be that, oh yeah, they're all the same. Doesn't matter. Copy-paste, right? But, or find or replace. But the alternative is to say that no, right? We're really learning it bekesef. We have a real havamina to limit it to kesef. The Torah told us explicitly that any time one kiddushin works, you could use the others. Right? That's a separate rule and limud. Okay? Because anyway, the Gemara in Ksuvos really starts off with only kiddushin kesef. And the Shitim Kubatzas offers up a dea, right, that maybe Mirshu Savia lo sagi bekasef el babia, which I think points in the exact opposite approach that says, no, we're trying to create regular ishas, and the only way to create regular ishas with a ketana, right, would be to do kiddushe bia, which create ishas befoa, right? It creates ishas in practice, and less, you know, in a formalistic sense, and therefore the fact that she doesn't have das, right, might be mitigated, okay? Now, the maskana, all three work, right? But these havaminas, I think, could be very telling. The Shizuk Glasses also brings up a different, you know, Rishon. Hikshu betosos l'mayt sokodayt en hashta amay itzrech b'yatzachinam d'mikadish b'kesef shaminan michi yikach umeis b'di shamayinan d'lo havi l'dida. V'shema ilav v'yatza hava amina d'yafek koch av d'mikadisha b'nesina levad. Basically, he says, ask the Shitim Kubatzas, right? Or, you know, really tells us, why do we need this makor? Because what do you mean? Once, you know, the father can be Mekadisher, of course you can do a Pekesef, right? So he says, Vishema Ilav Vyatza, right? Vyatza Chinom in Kesef. So we already knew Kiddushe Kesef from Kiyicha Kiyicha Mishteyafram, right? But I need to tell you that when I could do Kiddushe Ha'av by Kiddushe Ktana, Hava Amina Yafek Koach Ha'av, Dimikadisha Benesina Levad, Ve'ina Sarach Afidu Kesef. I would have thought that when the father marries her off, there's no kiddush, basically. How do you interpret that? So I would say, what do you guys say? I wanna. You got a 50-50 chance of putting this in the right column.
I mean, he's clearly viewing them as very different than Kedusha Gdola.
Right, exactly. If we're talking about Kedusha Gdola, right, just, you know, the das is being provided by, you know, by a different party or through a different party or whatever, but it's really just regular ishas. How could you say that you don't need Kiddushin, right? Why would you have such a Hava, Mina? It's just bizarre. Well, oh, yeah. You know, it's a second Tuesday. You don't, no Kiddushin necessary, sir. Don't worry about it, you know? It's like, it's Thanksgiving. You don't have to pay admissions. You don't have to pay for parking. You know, I'm going to waive that parking ticket. It's all good. You know, no Kiddushin necessary, sir. Right? I'm saying that just doesn't, this doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way.
Ultimate
if it's cycle. Regular Ishas, then it's Ishas, so you need Kiddushin. You can't be like, oh, you know, they held hands, so it's good, right? But if what we're really trying to do is make this other person take responsibility for her future, right, and commit to marrying her, so then her, right, moving into his house, right, into his, you know, into the second, third bedroom, and, you know, and now she eats, you know, out of his kitchen, and, you know, and he's responsible for her, right? Then he's taking responsibility for her. So if it's really about taking responsibility for her or committing to marrying her, then Nisina might really be a good Kedusha Ktana, right? Why not? Right? If it's about a commitment to marry her, and even if more importantly, right, if the Tama Dikra, if the purpose of this whole arrangement is to ensure her well-being and future, then Nisina actually makes a lot of sense, right? So obviously Lamaisa, and that's not true, right? You actually need Kiddushin because at the end of the day, right, you're still creating Kiddushe Ktana, right? It still has Ish, there's still, you know, the strings attached are the same strings, even though it might not be the same chalos ishas, right? But the havamina that you wouldn't even need kiddushin and you just nesina works, I think really is comes down very strongly on this perspective that it's a different chalos. It's different. It's not regular ishas. It's really, you know, either a commitment to contract kiddushin or even more, you know, more abstractly, it's a commitment to taking care of her. Okay, so the Havamina of Kesef definitely comes down on the Kinyan side of on the Kinyan Likidushin side of things. Oh, now this Yushami is also just kishmak. Okay, Ha'av Zakim Vitim Kiddushin B'Kesef Shtar B'Biya. Zakam mitziyasa, masyadeh, v'chuli, okay, same Mishnah. Nicha bekesef u'bishtar. Ha'av zakai b'bia. How is he zoche b'bia? What's that even mean? Right? I understand how the father can contract, can, he accepts the kesef and he will accept the shtar. Right? But how is he, you know, accepting the b'bia or contracting kiddushe b'bia? Ki pater sha'amarlo le'kishe tikne li. Right?
That sounds like he's making his own daughter into a prostitute.
Yeah, it definitely just sounds that. It doesn't sound very nice, right? Actually, I think the Rambam says like, not the Rambam. Who is it? Someone says like, don't you know? Like part of the way the psukim are structured, like by like ones and mefate, is that like right afterwards is the isser of lo titen bitcha lizanot, right? So it says, you know, you think, because why? Because it says, oh, well, if I'm, you know, if the father gets the money of like ones and mefate, so like maybe she's like his property, right? He might think that. So therefore, right afterwards is the azhara of a prostituting his one's daughter, that, you know, like, no, that's like Isser Gamor, and you're a hard person, and like, we're going to kill you. But yeah, I mean, right? You can definitely get that impression. And right, so just translating into like other terms, like what on earth does Kesef have to do with that? If you think the father is like able to, right, I don't know, provide the das for Kiddushin and even for Kiddushe Bia, right, because it's one of the ways of Kiddushin and all of them work. So just say the father could say, oh, you know, you can be, right, he can give the das that the husband can be Mekadish Bia. Why is there money involved here? Right, especially right, as Zach's pointing out, it definitely doesn't right give the right vibe, right? Why on earth is there kasef involved? So why is like the Ushami like putting kasef like
because kasef gives a formalization to the relationship?
Oh, exactly.
In a similar way to that does in regular kedushin.
Yes, but even, I would say even more than that, right? Which is it needs it more because, right, you also need kesef, but it's not like kesef kidushin, right? It's kesef likidushin, right? Because it's if he's really contracting kidushin in the future, right? If he's committing to contract kidushin or he's contracting to commit to kidushin, then...
But why would it be any different? It's just a difference of time. Like it's still kesef for it's still, you know, kesef kiddushin. Just it's kesef kiddushin given in a different time frame. Like,
so I don't think it's just like being given in advance. Well, that's an interesting idea because that's what some rishonim understand as yud by Alma Ivriya. That really it just kesef, you know, lima freya just was kesef kiddushin, or it's being turned into kesef kiddushin mikan al haba. But I think the more the word is that if it's really a contract, so right, the Shita Mekubetz has said maybe daf kiddushe bia because maybe that's the only way to create ishos between him and her, right? Without real das from her. Here it's the exact opposite. It's that even daf kiddushe bia, right, where there's no interaction with the father, needs to have kesef to create a contract with the father that commits him to taking care of or committing to contracting kiddushin with the daughter, right? If it's a commitment, yeah.
Why are we involving via here in the first place? I don't really get it.
Because technically, right, any of the three kiddushins work. Kiddushin via is one of the three ways to do kiddushin, right? Kesef shtar and via. So Yushami wants to know, okay, I understand how you could do, in theory, Kiddushei Kesef or Kiddushei Shtar, right? You shouldn't. By the way, she could object to, like, actually living with him, right, until basically forever. I think that was on the Daf Makoros, but not on none of the PowerPoint, right? She could be Ma'akev, but... Maybe she can't be Makiv, the actual Kiddushei Bia. It's actually an interesting discussion because like only Nisuin she can be Makiv. But potentially, right, she can also be Makiv on actually having Bia with him. But the Yushami just wants to know, how could you do Kiddushei Kesef? How would that even, how would that work? What does that even mean? Right? It's a hypothetical question. But our hypothetical question is, the Mishnah says, right, the father could do Kiddushin for his daughter and he could use any of the three methods would be effective. How on earth could you do that, right? Kesef, I understand that he accepts the kesef. Shtar, I understand he accepts the shtar, right? What's his involvement in the bia? So the Yerushalmi's answer, Tipater, She'amar lo lekisha tikne li bitech b'bia yielcha kesef zeh. Right? He does like kidushay kesef, or he gives him kesef, right, to commit him to the kidushay bia. Okay? So I don't think Lamai said that this is something that we expect, you know, that should be done, right? Shouldn't be done. We're asking a hypothetical question, is how would kidushay bia even work? Right? How could it even conceptually be, you know, be an effective way of kiddushin? And our answer, according to Yerushalmi, is not that like he provides the consent, right? It's that the husband has to create some sort of kinyan kesef with the father, which I think is just very consistent with the model of really kiddushin ktana is a commitment, a kinyan likiddushin. It's a commitment to marry her. It's not actually marrying her, right?
Well, so, is it also saying that really this is a fundamentally a, this is a, an action with the Av, not with her?
Yeah, I think that it definitely and points, right?
Even in the case that is most with the Katana, which is Bia, we're still introducing an aspect of the Av's involvement because fundamentally Kedusha Katana is an Av husband financial legal interaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? I think the Yerushalmi definitely says, like, look, she's a ketana. So Kedusha ketana can't be regular ishas because she's a ketana. Right? So the best you can do is create a commitment to get married. And therefore, Kedusha bia can't actually be ishas. Kedusha bia is all about creating ishas befoal. You can't create ishas befoal with a ketana. She's a ketana. Right? So the only thing you could theoretically do is create a kinyan likidushin or commit to kidushin with the, right, by giving kesef to the father. So even the kiddushin bia really just has to be sort of like a kinyan kesef or a contract with kesef, right? Because it's really a commitment to get married and not actually married. Okay. Rabbi Yehonasan, quoted in the Shittim Kubatzes, has just like a, he has the exact, I think, right, again, the opposite explanation of kiddushin bia with a katana. What does he say? He nicknames lo bibia, zakai limasra lo levo ala l'shem nisuin. Okay, he says, how could you have kiddushin bia by a katana? Or let's say a nara. Let's talk about a nara because right, it doesn't right, disturb us morally. What does he say? He doesn't say, oh, that there's kasef involved. The Yerushalmi solution was that there's kesef involved somehow, and there's some sort of contract, right? The Rabbi Yehonasan says that kiddushin bia would be what? That he's most or lav ola l'shem nisuin. Right? What is nisuin? Nisuin is when they actually are married, right? When they actually have their begin living together and having a real relationship, right? Kiddushin ktana, says Rabbi Yehonasan, would only hypothetically would have to bypass kiddushin and go straight to Nisuin. Right? I think that's the exact opposite approach. Would say, oh, because really what you're doing, what?
You're saying it basically doesn't work. So we have to sort of like work around the fact that you can't really be Mikdash Katana.
I think. Or he's saying for the father, or he's saying kesef and shtar, the father can do, right? But the father, right, can't do bia. So what do you do? How could kiddushin bia theoretically, right, conceptually be relevant? So the answer is, he actually can't do like regular kiddushin bia, but the father could basically, then she could have that, and he could just do nisuin, and then, like, bypass the fact that, you know, they don't really have kiddushin. It's almost like there's like a opinion with how to understand Rav Huna when he says that chuppah is also kiddushin, right? He might think that if you do chuppah, then you like catapult yourself straight into nisuin. Basically, you do kiddushin and nisuin in one go. So I think like Rabbi Yonason is saying like that's the only way to like have kiddushin bia be relevant by ktana. Because a father can't do it, but the father's trying to Mikhail Ishas. The answer is then she's the one who's creating, she's ending up creating Ishas, right? Because they're like bypassing Kiddushin, going straight to Nisuin.
This reminds me of like one of our sources from the beginning of Zman, where like we talked about how you know, Kiddushin, or how marriage used to just be, you know, you just moved in with somebody and right. and that was it. And this seems to be like weirdly like a return to that. Like it's like the only real legal formalization of this relationship is moving in together.
Like right. anything and I think else that's, is just, so he's not saying that's Lingamri, because he said, but he's saying, because you could still do Kesef for Shtar, but mm-hmm. Bia but would only be able to work in that direction. Is
the fundamental version of old school marriage.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's saying that's the only way to make Kiddushin Bia make any sense by Kiddushin Ketana. Right? Okay. Yes. Okay, this is just at the very, I think this is very, very smack. The Yushalmi says, see there, a Mechira Kahu, when you're talking about Amma Ivriya, okay, so what's the contract for Nama Ivriya? Lashtar. Ani ploni macharti biti leploni. Fine. Say the kiddushin kahu. How do you write a shtar kiddushin? Ani ploni kidashti biti leploni. What's a regular shtar kiddushin sound like? Harei at mikudeshes li. The husband gives the wife a shtar saying harei at mikudeshes li. How does Kiddushin Ketana work, according to the Yushalmi? You write a shtar, ani ploni kidashti biti leploni. The father writes a shtar to the husband. It works in the opposite direction. Right? Rav Chagai ba kume Rav Yosef. So Rav Chagai asks Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, hichlef, va'amar ani ploni lakachti bito shel ploni. Ani ploni ki dashti bito shel ploni. Amalei umabekach, that's fine too. Right? So Rav Chagai asks Rav Yossi, what if the husband wrote, you know, ani ki dashti plonis, right? Like a regular shtar kiddushin. He says, oh, that's okay. It still works. B'dieved, you can even, the husband can write the shtar kiddushin by kiddushin ketana. Right? It's, you know, gotta think of Khan, because this is like a grand slam Yerushalmi. It literally says that the shtar kiddushin for kiddushin ketana is ani ploni kidashti biti leploni. Right, the father, right, gives a shtar to the husband that says, like, you know, you're marrying my daughter. Right, we are committing that you're going to marry my daughter. I'm giving, you know, my daughter to you in kiddushin. It's not that the husband is mekadesh her. Right, the father gives a shtar to the prospective husband. I think you can't get a better proof to the idea that they're not actually creating ishas, right? Or that's not, they're not doing regular kiddushin, right? They're committing that this man will marry her, right, and take care of her v'chule. So it's ani, the father, right? The father gives the shtar to the husband. And Rabbi Yossi says, oh, b'dieved, if the husband gave a shtar to the father, that would also work. Kidashti bito shoploni is bitech mikudashasli would also work b'dieved, right? But I think you can't get a better proof to the idea that it's fundamentally a kinyan likidushin. It's a commitment to a contract to commit to create kidushin, and not actual ishos. Okay, so I think we really see that, you know, it really splits up very nicely, right? There really is this, you know, this clear split between it's ishus and how do we create ishus for a ketana, right? Maybe we need to use, right? I don't know, we had a havamina, we definitely need to use kiddushei bia or, right, or something along those lines, because otherwise it's just not going to work. Or the opposite, right? It's not regular kiddushin. It's really a kinyan lik kiddushin. It's a commitment to get married, to be mekadesh, right? But it's not actual ishus yet. It's not regular ishus yet, I'd say, because it's still isra ishus ish, right? And therefore, right? The Shtar Kiddushin is from the father to the husband. The even Kiddushin Bia needs to have some Kesef component. And the Gemara in Ksivah says, yeah, maybe we'd have a Havamina that maybe only Kiddushin Kesef would work. Okay, so we're going to stop here.